Ahoy, hoy! Welcome to the Real Jaws Minute. I'm Tyson Ferris.
I'm Jeremy Sternhagen.
I'm Angela Bennett.
And this is Jaws Minute 105. 105 starts with Quint giving the shark one right in the kisser. And it ends with the orca and crew hanging on for dear life.
And a lot of stuff breaks in between.
Yes.
So first the shark reverses.
My first note here is, hear me, baby, hold together.
All right. What are we doing?
I was struck in this minute. This is the first time we get a reaction from the shark.
Because he gets shot and then he, like...
There's been a bunch of stuff that's happened to him, and he doesn't seem too fazed by it.
No.
But this one, he decidedly doesn't, or she doesn't decidedly like it.
No, yeah. Takes action. She's tired of getting shot up.
Yeah, but this is the first time we actually cut underwater, and we actually get a reaction shot of the shark. Like, it's like, oh, no. Sharky no likey.
It is the first... underwater point of view shot of the shark.
I'm just saying, we get a reaction of the shark and the shark don't like.
Yeah. How do you extrapolate that it doesn't like it? What is it doing?
Well, just the fact that it's giving us a reaction at all.
Like, yeah. And maybe is it trying to tee up? Because now you've got me thinking, like, should they have saved our first underwater look at the shark? Until later in the movie when...
Well, I think this is just... I think the reason we go underwater and we get a reaction that the shark is like, ooh, that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like. Mm-hmm. Up until now, is this thing mortal?
Yeah. Good question.
And this is the if it bleeds, we can kill it moment.
I was thinking the same thing.
To quote Arnie.
Seen it, Angie?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Predator.
No.
Predator.
Mm-mm.
I'll have to do a little Predator watching.
All right.
So, we do get the reaction shots of the shark. Thoughts on those being tank shots?
Hadn't thought about it. I think not.
Meaning the real shark. A real shark?
No. Like, because there are, I do know just from the making of Jaws that they did have the shark in a tank at Universal and they did get footage of it that is used in the film.
The more I think about it, now I'm going to change my answer. Yeah, it's tank shot.
I think they're tank shots.
I don't think the ocean has that much light and the water's not that clear.
Yeah, it seems pretty tanky looking to me. I don't think they're, I think it's pretty seamless, but... Mm-hmm. I think if you really look at them, I think they're probably tank.
Yeah.
Does the shark start chomping at the ropes in this minute?
That was the last minute.
Was that the last minute?
Yeah, that was
really
the last.
Into that.
I don't understand how a shark can chomp at something so small. I was surprised
by that.
It's
funny that you bring that up because I actually, in watching the minutes, I was like, oh, we're going to talk about that. The whole like... He's eating his way right through that line. And he's working his way right up to us. What?
He's just so uncoordinated. It's like me trying to pick up something small with chopsticks. Like,
yeah.
Anything could get away.
And they've already shown it's rope.
Right.
He can eat it.
I felt like that was unbelievable.
But also, if he's chewing on those lines, I like that we're getting into this. If he's chewing on those lines, wouldn't he detach some of those barrels?
Exactly.
And if he is chomping on the rope, it's like, yeah, he's working his way up the line.
Like he's just eating rope like spaghetti.
Right.
Is he just, yeah, just slurping it like spaghetti? and then when he makes chase again, it just all runs back out of his mouth?
Yeah.
That's the only rational explanation.
Yeah, I didn't understand it at all. And I was like, is it...
It's a little
weird. Is it because it's a fake shark that I'm not believing it? Or are sharks just not made that way?
I don't know. It's certainly weird. Well, it doesn't happen for very long. Just relax. Then,
it was scary. It was, you know...
It's certainly scary because he's working their way towards him, and you believe that.
But it was, you know...
And he's like... So then we get... We got to untie these. He'll pull out the transom. Mm-hmm.
So many boat words.
So I had to look up what transom meant.
Yeah.
And transom is literally that back wall of the boat, is what a transom is. Yeah.
It's the rear flat deck of the boat.
The flat, that flat wall part that's the end of
that
the...
That says orca.
That says orca.
Yeah. That's a transom.
The top part of that.
Yeah, the transom.
I feel like the chief also, speaking of unbelievable things, kind of goes from knowing nothing and hating the water to suddenly knowing everything about boats and like tying these intricate knots.
Oh, it's a figure eight. It's not really that intricate.
Well, I don't think he tied many before that moment.
Well, no, and they do establish that he's not so good at the knots earlier on the boat. When
he tied it too good this time.
Yeah, and then and Papa Quint's trying to teach him about the little brown eel. And, you know. Don't you remember that part?
The little brown eel?
Yeah, the little brown eel, and it goes into the cave.
Oh, yeah, it sounded very...
suggestive.
Yeah. Quint was trying to teach me about the little brown eel.
Jaws after dark.
After dark. Rawr.
So then I got a real great gag here with Brody getting hit by the barrel.
I watched it a few times trying to figure out how that worked.
So it's just a good old... that barrel's quite a few feet from him, actually. Mm-hmm. And it's just done with timing. And this is where you can use lenses to compress distance between things. Mm-hmm. And that looks like it hits him right in the face.
I am still not convinced it doesn't. That's how good it looks.
Yeah.
Well, and it then takes his glasses off, right?
And it takes his glasses off. And I even noticed in one... I think you can see in one frame, I believe there is a little bit of fishing line.
There's got
to
be.
Attached to his glasses. And so someone is yanking his... So as he turns, someone is yanking his glasses off of him. So it looks like the thing hits him. And it's just all done with timing. And I bet that barrel is at least 3 or 4 feet away from him as it goes by.
And he gets his glasses back too. I'm surprised.
Yeah. But it's just really well done, and it's just a really good gag, and I like it a lot.
It was a memorable shot for me.
Yeah,
sure.
But it's just good old forced perspective.
Yeah, it looks like everything's happening completely accidentally. You don't feel like, I don't know. I certainly didn't feel when I was watching these scenes like, oh, this is so well done. It just, it all looks accidental.
It's very organic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just very...
I saw it today. I would have said like, no, I'm pretty sure.
Rick Schreider got hit by that barrel.
They just left that take in.
Yeah. They just left it in. But no, it's all on purpose.
Hey, I think we should suggest to the viewers that they have a drinking game where every time Ty says organic, they have to finish their beer.
Well,
Beer.
They have to finish their beer twice this week, I think.
Yeah.
I think I've said organic twice.
Yeah, drunks.
Of course, now I've just said it a couple more times, so. Yeah. Whoopsies.
Because you said Tyson. I'll just say organic.
So then we got the line, I hope you break your back.
Quint yells that out?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't even hear it.
I totally missed that.
Yeah, he's like, go ahead and pull. Break your back. I hope you break your back. He's like, pull your damn heart out. I was like, damn.
We didn't talk about last.
But then I was struck. I was like, you know, sharks don't have a back to break.
Do they have a spine?
No.
What do they have?
They have nerves and cartilage.
Cartilage.
We've established before, the only bone in a shark is literally their jaws.
Jaws.
They could have called this movie Shark Bones.
Shark Bones. Coming to get you. Good old bitey bitey shark bones.
We talked last week about a line that I threw out. I didn't catch this until today, watching the minutes, that Brody says, "Look at that mother," and they cut it.
Yeah, they do.
I never caught that until today that he says that.
Yeah, I never noticed the MF-er in here either.
Yeah,
I heard it and I wondered, oh, is this rated R? Is that what made it rated R?
And it's not, though. It's a PG movie.
Is it
movie.
PG?
Yeah,
it's PG.
PG. Your son could watch this.
It's PG in a world.
It seems like an R-rated movie, does it not?
No, I think it seems PG-13.
PG-13?
And when I heard
even with Brody the naked ladies that, at the beginning?
Well, you don't see anything.
Yeah. It's pretty.
So Chrissy Snacks?
Yeah. Chrissy pretty much
Snacks. I like that you call her Chrissy Snacks.
That's what she is.
It's PG in an age when PG-13 did not exist.
Yeah.
There was only right.
There was G, PG, and R.
And
X.
This would have been post-M. There was actually an M rating at one point. Mm-hmm. They got rid of it.
Not a TV rating.
It is now.
It is now, yeah.
What's what am I thinking? The Dustin Hoffman movie from the 60s that's...
The Graduate?
The Graduate. I think that movie... I'll have to check myself. I think that movie was rated M when it came out. But that movie was like that in back in those days. They're like, this movie's terrible and salacious and it's kids should never see it.
It was pretty risque.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Oh, my Lord.
I know.
Yeah. Well, it's okay because you've seen Jaws. So that's all that we care about.
Check.
Right here on this minute.
I might even watch it again.
To get back on Jaws, no, sorry, folks. So then we have what I like to call our talking heads moment. They're talking a lot, but they're not saying anything.
Oh, Lord.
Huh?
Oh, we just have a lot of dialogue here that is not being spoken by anyone because nobody's mouths are moving.
Ah.
Oh, when all the yelling is going on and the water's splat. I think I've always known, that hit me like in a very early viewing of this movie. Like, nobody's mouths are moving. They're just yelling.
Yeah, they're not even pretending to say lines.
Is this where Quint is yelling, "It's impossible" too? Is that this part of the movie?
Oh, yeah.
It's impossible.
No, I think impossible. I think that's one of the other guys is saying it's impossible.
I was really surprised. I don't remember who said it, but I was really surprised when they said it. And like...
that it's impossible?
It really humanized them. They're not superheroes. They're just regular guys.
Yeah, they're just these schmoes on a boat. Like,
this dude, that dude, and another guy.
Yeah.
Who...
And really have no business, kind of. They're in a boat that's too small.
I was like, why are they doing it? Why are they the ones trying to kill them?
Nobody else will do it.
Is it there a Coast Guard or like the Navy? Who's
isn't there a line in the movie?
Wait, that'd be a really different movie.
What's the movie about? Right when Hooper first shows up after the Chrissy attack, he says, "Did you inform the Coast Guard?" And Brody says, "No, it's local jurisdiction." It's
local jurisdiction. I was like, yeah.
Apparently.
I would be like, not my job.
Yeah.
So Rick Basha was saying when he was a guest that there's just a whole bunch, when he watches this, he just wants to comment, like, that was cool. I like that. That was neat. That was like all he has to say about things.
That's I think he's selling himself short, but
yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to do that right now. I'm going to Rick Basha this, that the wide shot of the orca getting pulled by
Bruce. Oh, as it starts to kind of swing.
Not when it first does the tip, when everybody falls off the boat,
but before that,
at 1 hour, 44 minutes and 24 seconds.
right after the glasses get flung.
That is one of my favorite shots in the whole movie.
It's great.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah, and you just get the, you get all that water slamming up against that transom.
Transom. That's a word.
Boat word.
Just with all this close cutting and fast editing and chaos to just pull back to this big, longer shot, you know, it's a long.
And I like the detail in that. I like the detail in that shot, how two of the barrels are.
Yeah.
Are tied off. And then, but you can see that third barrel, it's attached and it's like kind of between the two lines, yep, and it's being drugged by it as well. So, I mean, it all cuts together really nicely.
It's just this great, like, it's like the movie's taking stock of itself. Like, just, okay, folks, this is what we got. We got a boat, three guys, barrel, shark. Like, this is where everything is. This is what you need to know.
And it is striking in this whole week's worth of minutes, just how little shark there is. It's mostly barrel.
Little to no shark.
It's mostly barrel work.
The dialogue is heavy on just kind of throwaway. It's, they're putting exposition in, but it's mostly just characters yelling out, look at that.
Well, they're mostly describing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a lot of that.
Yeah.
So, and then we get a shot here, and this is once again a lot of stuff that happens in this week is it's all kind of repeats of things that we've seen before. And once again, we see water going into the engine compartment, which we know is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause we've already been told that that's not a good thing. So,
does seawater got in the gas or?
Yeah, and it scorched the injectors or.
Boat words.
Yeah.
Housing's bent. You can hear it.
Which I don't. I certainly don't know what that means. But. And then you get Quint. He goes for his machete.
Jason.
Yeah, he goes
this
for.
This is what inspired the entire Friday the 13th.
Yeah, he goes for his machete, and it goes. That's very reminiscent of him going and getting the club to smash the radio. Like, so we're getting.
Reactive Quint.
Yeah, it's going. We're getting kind of repeats of shots, but kind of just in different ways. And I think that's kind of neat. So
it's an interesting shot too. The single shot of is that in the next minute?
That's in the next minute.
All right. I take it back. Cliffhanger.
Yes, it's cliffhanger. We won't know what happens. Maybe he'll pull off the transom. Maybe he won't.
Maybe
it's a lady shark.
Maybe it's a lady shark. Maybe it's a guy shark pulling on that transom.
Only a female shark could have that amount of rage.
I think so. I think,
that's my theory.
You think the old shark curse has come a-calling? That's why she's so mad?
The shark curse? Shark week? That's maybe it's shark week.
It's shark week? That's good. I
Boo.
Like that.
Shark week.
Oh, yeah.
All they do. It's that, says it's that, all they do is.
It's that time of the shark month for the shark week.
They smell the menstruation.
See, Angela, you've put the whole boat in danger.
Aw, f***. I'm so glad it's Friday.
Well, before we go, any last thoughts on this little gem of the sea that you've
encountered? Oh, thank you so much for making me watch it. Yeah. I really don't think I would have ever watched it had I not been invited to be a guest on a podcast about Jaws.
Yeah. Are you happy that you watched it?
I am. I really am. I think it's a rewatch for me, actually.
Yeah.
It's something I want to show my son.
It does get better with rewatches, for sure.
Yeah.
As we are evidence of.
I think I have, 24 hours left on my Amazon rental, so who knows?
Yeah, it might just double up. Cool.
I'm sure there's two people in this room who can loan you a copy.
Yeah.
On disc.
Yeah, I can easily get you a copy.
Ty was like, do you have a copy? I'm like, does it seem like I have one?
Well, so I just need to know.
Want you high and dry. Oh, you
know? Thank you.
Or low and wet. I mean. Whatever that means.
Oh, the dark eel.
All right, guys. Well, if that's all we got, Angela, thank you so much again. You were a wonderful, lovely guest.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. Thanks for making me watch Jaws.
Yeah. So, and everybody, you can catch us here next week, right here on the Real Jaws Minute.
Bye.
Dunna, dunna.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a weird way to say that. It was supposed to be like a shark roar.
Bye.
Bye. It's like a burping. It's like, oh, sorry, that little boy didn't go down quite right.
Oh, lovely.